Grace to you and peace from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. These words of Jesus surprise us. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. They surprise us. They make us step back and take notice. What does Jesus mean? He didn't come to bring peace. Isn't he the Prince of Peace? And we know those other passages all too well. It just doesn't fit these words of Jesus in our text this morning. We know the angel told the shepherd of peace on earth. We know how Jesus greeted his disciples so often, "Peace be with you." And we know the comforting words of Jesus in John 14, "Peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Do not let your hearts be troubled." We look for peace among the nations. We look for peace between people. But the peace Jesus came to give, the peace he was talking about in John 14, is peace between us and God. Because that's where peace begins. And there is no peace anywhere until there is peace with God. But once there is peace with God, it affects our relationships with everyone else. It affects how we look at other people, and it affects how other people look at us. So Jesus did come to bring peace. He came to bring peace between us and God. Because we were enemies of God. Because of our sin, we were separated from God, and Jesus came to reconcile us once again with his Father. He took our place, suffering the wrath of God for our sin. By his suffering and death, by his blood, he brings us forgiveness, and he makes us one with God by grace, through faith in Jesus. But we know that Jesus' own ministry was not one of peace. We know that his own ministry was conflict. He was at war with Satan. The more he taught and healed and served people, the more his opposition rose up against him, until finally they put him on the cross. That certainly was not peaceful. Jesus' ministry led to conflict against Satan and against this world. And all those who follow Jesus, who would be his disciples, must understand that we too will face conflict. It means that for us in Christ, there is conflict with Satan, with the world, and even within ourselves against our own sinful flesh. There is no peace there. We face that conflict against the world. And sometimes it means that that conflict will even be with our own family members. Consider the conflict for someone who becomes a Christian out of the Jewish faith or the Muslim religion or the Mormon faith. Oftentimes their families will reject them and disown them. But even within Christian families, at times there is division and conflict because of priorities that have to do with our faith. Some of you, in choosing to follow the Lord's leading towards full-time ministry have experienced conflict within your own family? What do we do? What do we do when we're faced with this conflict, with this lack of peace with those around us because of our faith in Jesus? Sometimes it's seemingly easy to avoid that conflict, avoid confrontation by bending to the world, by going with the flow. But Jesus gives us these words this morning to us, his disciples, to encourage us in our confession of him. The verses right before our text, Jesus says, "If you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. If you disown me, I will disown you." Jesus wants us to remember that we're not alone in all of this, even when we're at conflict with those who are closest to us in our lives. We're not alone. Jesus stands with us. We need the whole armor of God that Paul describes in Ephesians 6. We need Jesus and the equipping and empowering that he gives us, but we can confess Christ. Because we have received his peace, because we know the peace of Christ within us from sins forgiven, because we know the relationship we have with Jesus and the power of his Spirit working within us, we can make a bold confession. No one can confess Jesus as Lord without the Holy Spirit, but we have that Spirit within us, and we have been claimed by him as his children. He enables us to confess him, and he forgives us when we fail. Jesus is at work in us through his Word and Spirit to help us grow in the faith that he has created, that he's first given to us. We're not alone. Jesus stands with us. But he also places us into community, into family, that we might encourage and support each other in this confession that we make. We're not alone. Strengthened through word and sacrament, we're not alone. Conflict? Yes. But the peace that we know in knowing Christ, being found in him and him in us, will strengthen and equip us to face all the conflicts. May God grant that to each of us in Christ Jesus. Amen.